You asked for it, you got it.
You guys ready?
It's time for Mandatory Metallica.
Oh, yeah! Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
We're somewhat of a heavy band.
Hey, Ma! Hey, Ma, look, it's me!
Thanks a lot for, I want to thank all the stakes for coming around finally and understanding what the hell Metallica is all about.
Metallica rules! Metallica is the heavy! James Hetfield, Lars Ulrich, Kirk Hammett, Robert Trujillo, Jason Newsted, and Cliff Burton. It is my sincere honor to induct you all into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Welcome to Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ, and we're going to kick off the show tonight with a little homage to Master of Puppets. It was 37 years ago yesterday that the album hit stores and debuted to the world and changed metal forever. Metallica said they were going into the studio. They wanted a better version of Ride the Lightning, more precise, faster, harder, cleaner. And that's what they did with a borrowed snare drum from Def Leppard, some guitar lessons from Joe Satriani, and writing songs in a dilapidated old house in California. Let's play the first three. It's Master of Puppets, Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. Here's Battery.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ, and that was the top three off of Master of Puppets, and that was the thing that should not be. Well, it was 37 years ago yesterday that the album debuted to the world, and the world of metal and rock and roll has never been the same. If you never heard the story, Lars had to take drum lessons to improve his timing and agility. Kirk Hammett hooked up with Joe Satriani, who was his old guitar teacher, to get some pointers. And James wrote the first song in a dilapidated house in California. Let's take a break, and when we come back, something from the Trujillo era. We'll be right back. 100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time before the weather break. That was Cyanide, and this is Mandatory Metallica. I'm your host, JJ. That, of course, comes off of Death Magnetic, one of the albums in the Robert Trujillo era. Let's look back at a time that Robert Trujillo pushed to pay tribute to Cliff Burton. Did you know that only once has Metallica ever played To Live Is To Die live? If you are a fan, you know that's the homage to Cliff Burton from Injustice for All, a 10-minute tribute that the band says is not over the top. It's built off a collection of bass lines that Cliff Burton had recorded before he passed in 86, and a spoken word selection from Paul Gerhardt poem. But it's an emotional song. It really is. The band's only ever performed it once live. It was December 7th, 2011. The band was doing a big residency, four nights at the Fillmore in San Francisco. Ozzy had been there. King Diamond, Dave Mustaine had even showed up. But it was Rob Trujillo that actually kind of nudged and pushed the band to play this song live during the celebrations. And 1,300 people got to see the one and only time this song was played. And the band did it flawlessly. And I got a good copy of it for us. So here we go. And if you ever think, oh, maybe they might do it again, probably not. Probably not. So here's the live version from 2011, To Live Is To Die. It's Mandatory Metallica on the Q.
Comfort is the night gone black. Didn't accidentally tell you. continues.
Q100 Michigan, saving rock and roll one listener at a time, and Metallica covering Garbage, and I'm Only Happy When It Rains. That was from, I believe, a 2007 Bridge School benefit concert. And Metallica is giving back again for International Women's Month. Coming up on Friday, Metallica has teamed up with Carhartt to do a special fundraiser through the All Within My Hands Foundation to benefit the ladies and to do scholarships for training, for tools, and for skill trades. Metallica does a whole bunch of stuff to support the skills trades. They sponsor schools all over the country. They give scholarship. And International Women's Day is Friday. The first $250,000 of sales of women's apparel across the Carhartt retail stores. So you can go into a Carhartt location. You can go to Carhartt.com and reworked.carhartt.com. And again, the first $250,000 goes to Metallica's All Within My Hands scholarship initiative. So it's a great cause. So get yourself a new Carhartt. Maybe you'll need it next winter, or which is not like 2 weeks away. So you might have it by then or by third winter or fourth winter, because you know how Mother Nature's going to be. Let's take a break, get some messages from our fine partners. When I come back, we'll close it out with more Metallica.
It's too fine. Struggle with it. You're ruined. Struggle with it.
The Struggle Within. It's Mandatory Metallica on Q100 Michigan. I'm your host, JJ, and we opened the show talking about Master of Puppets and how yesterday was the 37th anniversary of its release. So let's close the show with the song that Kirk Hammett describes as Cliff Burton's opus. It's Orion on the Q.